In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The gospel appointed for this morning, my friends, is that gospel passage from the Sermon on the Mount. Our Lord tells us in this sermon not to worry. He tells us specifically not to worry about three things. Three things that are very, I wouldn't say very, but most important to us. Do not worry about food. Do not worry about clothing. Do not worry about tomorrow. We do need to think about those things. Why? Because we have to make plans and we have to make decisions. But we must remember that thinking is one thing, worrying is something else. The difference, I think, is in the context in which we make those plans and those decisions. I would like to suggest to you this morning, my friends, that anxiety, many people suffer from anxiety. Anxiety grows out of being drawn in two directions at once. We get anxious when we are undecided about which direction to take, which choice to make, or which objective to pursue. We get anxious when we think about where should we invest our money, where should we invest our time, where should we invest our energy. We get anxious when we think things about whose friendship should we cultivate and whose company should we keep. How should we react when people ignore us? How should we react when people insult us? How should we react when people betray us? We get very anxious about those. We are confronted every day by a host of such decisions. And we are going to agonize over every one of them until we make a fundamental decision and a fundamental commitment about the overall direction of our life and whether we are going to serve God or we are going to serve Mammon. Whether we are going to serve God or Mammon. Our Lord Jesus Christ says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Make the big decision. Commit yourself to the service of God and the pursuit of his values and the purposes for the world, and then the little decisions will follow. Because our Lord God has endowed all of us with free will, you do have an alternative. Instead of committing yourselves to God's will and purposes, you choose instead to devote your life to the pursuits of worldly goods and worldly values. Either way you choose, you have to think about how You are going to feed and clothe yourself. How are you going to feed and clothe your family? Either way, you have to think about how to prepare for whatever tomorrow may bring. But since the master you choose to serve becomes responsible for your welfare, the question resolves itself to a matter of trust. Trust. In whom do we put our trust? Think about that as we think about the gospel for today. In whom do we put our trust? Do you choose to entrust your welfare to God or to the wealth of this world? Which will it be? We have to decide. To God or to the welfare of this world. I find it very ironic that the words "In God we trust" appear on our money. In God we trust. It almost seems as though the founding fathers of the United States of America intended to warn us that we could not really trust our money. The founding fathers were given good advice. God is always faithful. God always delivers on his promises. God always takes care of those who trust him. The same cannot be said for our money. The same cannot be said. I have to say here, my friends, that Mammon is not evil. Mammon is not even a person. Mammon is simply an Aramaic word that means riches or wealth. Mammon is a gift of God. As such, it has a proper place in the order of things and should be used, like all of God's gifts, in accordance with the will and intentions of God. Mammon can be used and should be used to build relationships. Relationships that endure in this world and in the world to come. Mammon. Jesus Christ himself said, "Make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous mammon, so that when it fails, they," those friends you have made with your wealth, "may receive you into the eternal habitations." By calling mammon unrighteous, Jesus Christ does not mean that it is evil. No. It is simply not righteous. It has no morality in itself. The evil comes in when it is not properly used, or when relationships are sacrificed in order to attain it. So we look again at that definition of idolatry. The definition of idolatry is to place God, or is to place what God has created in the place of God himself. That is what idolatry is. And it is most commonly mentioned. It is the most commonly mentioned sin and the most severely condemned sin in the Bible. Let us look where it says that. The first of the Ten Commandments says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." St. Paul talks about the foolishness of men who worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator. And since God is the Creator of all material things, whoever chooses to serve Mammon rather than God is a fool and an idolater. No man, Jesus says, can serve two masters. We all have to make a choice, my brothers and sisters. You cannot serve God and Mammon. One of them has to give way to the other, and whichever one you choose will determine the context in which you will make all of the little decisions that we all have to make every day. You will always be anxious until you make the fundamental decision about how to invest your life. How do we invest our life? Until we make that critical decision, we will always be torn in two directions. You will be like someone trying to ride two horses at once, or trying to chase two rabbits running in different directions. You will have to struggle with every little decision about where to invest or spend your money, where to invest or spend your time and your energy, whose friendship to cultivate and whose company to keep, how to react when people ignore you, or insult you, or betray you, how to prioritize and respond to all the demands and requests of your time, your energy, and your resources. So all those little decisions are made in the context of the one big decision that gives them their ultimate meaning. And that is, who stands in place of God? A creature or a creator? In whom do we put our trust? I end with those words from the gospel today. You cannot serve God and mammon. So when we open our wallets again, we need to read what the money itself says. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.